podcast. Killer Keller official.com.
Instagram UK frontline.
Beatbox created.
Killer Keller.
And we need to talk about world music and street culture.
Killer Keller podcast.
Yes, people, here we are, Killer Keller podcast once again. Big shout out to Graffiti Kings holding it down for us. Switching on now, and what pleasure it is to have a gentleman that's travelled, and I like a travelling man, especially when they pass through the pod trap. New Zoe 713, how are you, brother?
Inside.
How are you, brother? Let
me get man, I'm good.
Dollars in for, here you go. There we are, we're in business.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, all good, man.
Good to see you.
Yeah, I knew you, bro.
Yeah. You literally are en route somewhere, aren't you,
bro? Yeah, man. We're just travelling around the country, just doing fuck all, really.
Causing fucking trouble, by the way. Yeah. Can you just show us that box of the bollocks that you guys are harbouring right now? Big shout out to Chimp Inside the Place. Give us a shout out.
Yo,
my boy. Made some fucking edibles.
It's some madness.
Collect your stalk, collect your leaves, make some butter.
This is some...
Get fucked up.
This is some... this is some, like, serious news to me. I'm not really that way inclined, and you guys are clearly on a road trip, a Beano. You're on a holiday trip from... Yeah. What's the plan? So, I mean, is this a graff expedition? Is this
not really. I'm probably going to do some dubs here and there.
Yeah?
Just only got one hand, though.
What happened? Oh, we don't talk about that.
Well, I punched the door, broke my hand two places.
Punched the door?
Yeah. I've drove 1,500 miles and painted two festivals since I've done it, and now they put a cast on it, which is even more annoying.
Yeah, well, that shit can... I fell off a stage once and fractured my finger, and it's never been the same since. You get your body kind of morphs it into the thing that you don't want it to be. So, yeah, your hand would be just like a spray can.
Literally. Like, it's already fucked already because I sliced my hand open on a pasta bowl once. A pasta bowl. Pasta dish smashed in the fucking sink.
No way.
Sliced my hand open, took the top of my finger off. I was out of action for about a year.
Where does this anger derive from, News?
Childhood.
Childhood.
Childhood and people. I'm not a fan of society.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in meeting you for what feels like an eternity, I've come to the conclusion that you're most definitely anti-establishment.
Yeah. Fuck the system.
Fuck the system.
Definitely.
Burn Babylon.
Fuck the police. Fuck the system.
Is that what you're on? Is that
power to the people.
Power to the people. Let's talk about this. Let's get into some shit. So, graph writer, tattooist from Midlands.
Originally, I was born South London, Wimbledon, and then grew up in Brighton, and then moved to Dorset when I was 10, and then fully started graph when I moved there.
For real?
Which was a bit of a weird one, because all there was shitty fucking old trains and literally seaside town.
Yeah, it is, yeah. I mean, I know the area well, you know, from my neck of woods growing up, so I appreciate that. When you are the only graph writer in the village...
Yeah, everyone knows who the fuck you are.
Yeah. That's a polite way.
And when you're like
13,
14 and you're fucking smashing buses and trains and shit, they're like, yeah, we know who this kind of is. Fuck.
this is just an occupational hazard for anybody who lives in a small town or city, right? Was there anyone else that was rolling with you back in the day?
He was rolling with me back then, but he wasn't really just for a laugh.
Yeah,
it's not his passion. He's just for a laugh.
He rolls in a different way now. Yeah. And I swear to God, he's like his manager.
I am his guardian.
It's the Lone Ranger, man. My boy.
He's the enabler.
Yeah.
I'm the watcher.
He's the watcher.
Any issues, go to him.
Do you, like... Does what you do as an attitude, do you think that entirely reflects in your graph? Do you see it as one and the same?
Yeah, kind of. I've got an aggressive style. Like, I've got a lot of aggression inside me. Yeah, and then I've just got weird styles as well. Just like different fucking... A different style for every letter. I like doing that because my head's just a mess.
No, I've noticed. What I do take from your style and... By the way, my guy has got, he's got books and books and books. He's made his own books.
Yeah, I like looking at my shirt on paper and that instead of looking at it on a phone.
So he makes his own books? What the fuck? I've never met anyone that, instead of black books, he's actually had them printed out and made.
I got some sketches with me as
well. Sketches. Are these on sale, these books?
I do want to do something at some point.
So these are books that you've made, singular, one of one sort of?
Yeah.
You are... Too Much. That's amazing.
I just got up to 2020 part one.
2020 part one.
I've painted quite a few pieces since I've done that book.
How many books have you made?
There's 11 there.
Is it? Yeah.
But then I've got... I made a couple more for, like, my commissions and my tattoo stuff. But I don't actually know where they are right now, to be honest, with all the moving around lately.
I get it. It's a personal thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
When in your wisdom and an ideal, would you say, like, passing these on to somebody as part of a legacy when you go?
Yeah, that'd be for my son.
That'd be for your son?
Yeah.
You got a kid?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sick. Okay.
I've got loads of little Seth dubs in there.
No way.
And that's him.
Hey, there's a baby.
Big man Seth.
Hold tight. I love that you've done that. I love it. And it only heightens my curiosity. So, all right, so where did it all begin? When did it all start?
Well, all my family, London. So, growing up in Brighton, constantly travelling. Mm. It's just chrome, tags, everything. Mm. Like, and then going down to Brighton, colourful, all the time, all the way through the 90s. Mm. Like, there's people like Rosa, fucking... all the NT lot as well, like ends of the 90s, early
2000s. Yeah, we were talking about NT before we jumped on that. That network, like, terror is just...
And then I've got a lot of family down Dorset as well, so why we moved down there. Mm. So travelling down there, seeing all the 54 crew up and stuff like that, early 2000s. Like, that's what really got me into it. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Changed everything.
Like seeing like people like Tyzer and stuff like that on trains back in the day, Rosa, all them lot, and then fucking all Zombie and them, man. Like,
Do you think the world you created of your own, like, you know, let's get into it, the books, the tattoos, the graph, the weed, the travelling, the zero fucks, the, you know, are these all like safety mechanisms? Are these things that you kind of created to house you, what you feel is creative output and should be?
I don't know, man. I don't really think about it like that, to be honest.
It's your podcast. We're going to think about it. What do you reckon? what's your take on it?
I don't know. I just like being free. It's like doing whatever I like to do. Like, if someone tells me to do something, I'm not going to fucking do it. But my granddad is exactly the same. Really? Tell him to do something, he won't fucking do it.
Really?
Yeah. You got to ask.
Really?
Yeah. And I've got that similar attitude. It's just in the genes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Was your mum and dad like that as well?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do they think when... I mean, like, you know, you
you're my dad's in... just like, yeah, just do what you want.
Because you, like, even in the first, like...
He gets a bit disappointed when I do things, but...
Well, when you do things bad?
Yeah. Always gets pissed off when the police are involved. Like, I've had quite a few court cases, a lot of arrests.
How many court cases have you had?
17.
17?
Yeah.
Never been inside yet?
No. Touch wood.
Touch wood. I find that intriguing in itself. Like, you clearly orbit around a star that is... It's not like, you kind of are low key. Like, I don't feel like there's a presence of, you know what I mean, Mouth Almighty or anything like that. I think you're quite savvy to the ducking and diving.
Yeah, I like to be a bit of a ninja.
Ninja? Then all right. Is that
when the BTP picked me up, they said there was no evidence of me at all. Like, I was painting panels and stations and all sorts. There was no evidence of me.
None?
No. They just, someone said my name.
Really?
Yeah.
And it was just like...
Yeah, 6 months they took to find me. Because I'd moved house and that, and they, because I get money off the job centre and stuff, because my health, all my ADHD and stuff, they stopped that. And then I had to change my address, changed it on a Friday, Monday morning, at my door.
Really?
Yeah, it was that quick.
Whoa.
They wanted me bad.
Really? How long ago was that? As well?
2014.
That's quite a while ago. Time flies.
Yeah, man.
But it still feels like yesterday, I suppose.
Yeah, it does.
Did it freak you out when they came around?
A little bit. I was just thinking, shit, what have I actually got in my flat?
Cause yeah, totally.
I was around my girlfriend's the night before, and I was going back to mine to grab some shit. Yeah. And I'd left all my weed and stuff at hers, which was good. So fucking pop round to mine in the morning, and they sat on my door, literally waiting for me.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the fear goes through your mind? I mean, me, man, I mean, I'd be just like...
All I was thinking was, how the fuck have they found me? That was the first thing I thought. Like.
But you remember, and to what lengths did you do something that was so... you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Incriminating that they had to really, really, really find you like that.
They said the news they named did just over £500,000 worth of damage on Network Rail property. And I got charged for 18 offences.
18?
Because there's two newsos.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So I just got charged on what they had me. Really? What they had me on.
Yeah. How old are you?
31 now.
31?
Yeah.
You still in contact with your family and,
yeah,
and everyone? I can feel... I can totally, like, understand that after a while... As your own person, you just gotta. I guess they just gotta accept you for the way you are. And
yeah.
Such shit.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
All of them.
All of them, yeah.
I just don't talk to my mum. Just haven't spoken to her in about 11 years and all.
Maybe. 11 years?
Yeah.
No speaking to mama?
No.
11 years?
Mm.
Wow.
She's not a nice person.
Okay. Okay.
So.
Does that shape. Do you think that shapes you? I mean, obviously, it's getting a bit.
That's fucking... probably shaped my attitude quite a lot, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. She used to treat me like a cunt when I was young. Just because I'm different,
okay.
And I just don't conform to rules.
Right. Is there an audience of one a lot of times when you're attacking something? Do you think like there's a lot of aggression there that derives from that relationship? Because I tell you, man, when
probably,
I have a bad one... Yeah?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon so.
Reckon, yeah. Who do you like rolling with? Oh, big shout out Nerks, by the way. Up to Nerks.
Yeah, big up to Nerks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got my boy Clough up in Bristol.
Mm.
My boy Czar, Worcester, and then got all the Bournemouth boys. We got Robot, got Robe, one of the new ones. He's got a few little guys who roll with him. They're smashing it at the moment. And then Demo from Southampton, he's a cool guy, smashes it. He's up everywhere, all around Portsmouth and that.
Smashing it.
Yeah, motorways he loves.
Whole type funk case as well, Portsmouth
yeah,
represent.
Big up.
Yeah.
And then my boy Sumo as well. He's German.
Mm.
Some serious stuff.
I think I've seen this stuff. Look, this, you know, we get quite London centric. We get international on here, but rarely, which I love, you know, being from where I'm from originally, I love it when people like bring up. Yeah. Well, I love it when people bring up writers from surrounding, you know, home counties or other counties. You know, I like to know what's out there outside of, you know, past zone 6, you know?
Yeah.
What's your favourite county to go out painting? Because it sounds like you've got loads
of
connect.
Birmingham.
Like
Midlands, man, that's the best place I've been painting.
Old Tuck Causa, come on.
Yeah, Causa, safe as fuck, man. And Tempo.
And Crutz, big up Crutz.
Zyna, epic.
Yeah.
And then we've got Pizoff up there as well.
Mm.
The Foz crew.
Yeah. Crutz is my favourite writer out there at the moment, bro.
Got Cons Insane.
Yeah.
All them boys up there.
Birmingham, man, that scene is just, for me, if I was to live anywhere outside of London, it'd be Birmingham.
Yeah.
I love that place.
Yeah,
I just love the vibe.
I'm sort of basing myself up there at the moment.
Yeah. I love the metal scene there. I love the rock scene. You know, it's...
Plus my little one's just moved up there as well, so...
Oh, really, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, see, you've got to make that happen. You've got to get the connect. Yeah, I feel that. Where else? Where else? Where else are you? Because you're Midlands, right?
Yeah, Midlands at the moment.
Yeah. Is that where you tattoo?
No, I haven't been tattooing in a little while.
Yeah.
It's getting in the way of my graph.
Is it in the way of the graph?
Yeah. I was either with my little one or doing designs of people or in the studio.
Yeah.
That was just driving me nuts.
Yeah, back forth.
Yeah,
I can relate.
I just wasn't getting time to paint or draw or nothing, so I was just like, yeah. Fuck this off for a bit. I'm just going to paint.
It's mad, isn't it? When you assign yourself a task or a challenge, because you seem like a guy that, you know, likes to do things to excess. And I'm thinking like, when I do that shit, I just think to myself, yeah, when do I have some time? When can I fill the well up and be creative? You know, when can I put that energy into the craft?
Yeah.
You know, because at the end of the day, these books don't exist without it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? How many hours a day do you put in since you stopped tattooing and all that? How many hours a day do you put in on this writing game?
Fuck knows. I don't really sketch with a pencil. I love biros. Like, pencils just piss me off. It's just biro sketches constantly. I just destroy paper.
Oh, yeah. And you know why? Because
You, I hate colouring in.
Yeah, 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 exactly. And it's the same difference if you're doing a pen straight off and you're hitting it up. You know, there's no outline. It's like you're doing it raw. And I guess that kind of perfects your book a lot more, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that. A lot of versatility in these books as well, man. Like, I've just on closer inspection, you've got a lot of variable styles, characters too.
Yeah, my Mr. Capone. Got one of the T-shirts on now.
Yeah. Like you... Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, my boy Nessick.
Yeah. But yeah, I love the glitchy... That some of the glitchy stuff you got going on, but then you flip.
Yeah,
it.
That came from some of the tattoo designs I was doing. I was doing like half pixelated tattoo designs from.
Yeah,
cause I love
some
old gaming stuff.
Yeah, on some Tetris.
I love playing PlayStation, Segas, and all that shit.
Yeah, that's fire. That's fire. The old school shit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. How old are you?
31.
31. Give us a graph story. Best graph story you got for the people. Yeah, jump on in.
Well, the first one that's just come to mind is when one of the last weekends I spent with Loki before he passed. We gone and painted some plot, gone underneath the train, because it's dark one side, lights on the other, gone underneath, we painted. Me and other mate, you finished, fucking seen a driver walking up and down the station, so it was just like, yeah, we go and watch the driver. Loki was finishing up. We're just there chilling by this bridge. And we see Loki coming underneath the train, and it looks like he dived from out underneath. What happened is he slipped, both hands on the rail, and it just blasted him straight off.
No way.
Like, I pulled him over the fence, and it was literally like holding a massive battery. And then probably about an hour after that, we went to paint another train.
What the motherfucker?
Went and blazed his suit and done
how
some
was
more
he?
Trains.
How was his nerve endings?
He was all right, like... His hands were a little bit burnt up and stuff, but he was fine.
When you touched him, did you feel the charge?
Yeah, he was just like... And that was like a couple of minutes after he had been shocked off. Is that tobacco?
I mean, this is in retrospect that we talk about this, but that's some scary don't-try-this-at-home kids shit.
Be careful with the tracks.
Yeah. Is that something you can, you emphasise that? Emphasise that.
Yeah, if I heard of a new writer rolling around, I'd want him to take them on tracks so I can show them, like,
be careful,
yeah, don't touch these lines, like, these lines are fine, like, watch for the lights.
Yeah,
there's a lot of health and safety involved,
right,
if you don't want to get fucking killed.
That's
basically
crazy,
or lose a limb or anything.
Again, like, that you hear stories, I mean,
yeah, serious stories. I've nearly been hit quite a few times by trains.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty nuts.
Do you ever, I mean, I've asked people this before, and I don't think I'll really get a definitive answer because, you know, the camera's on this shit and that, but do you genuinely ever sit there at night and think to yourself, fuck, man, like, if I've got 9 lives or I just shouldn't be here, I nearly died tonight?
Nah, when I was doing the news, though, back in the day, I was on still and stuff, just didn't give a fuck.
Really?
Yeah. I'd just do one circle lap around the yard, check it out. If it's all good, straight in.
Yeah.
Or sometimes I just go up there. Or sometimes I wake up in a bit of a bad mood in the morning, go and paint some day trains.
Really? Yeah. Day trains?
Yeah. Or I wake up in the morning and it would be raining, I'd be like, yeah, fuck it, I'm going to go and paint some still. Trackies don't like going out in the rain, do they? I painted more trains in the day than I did at night.
And rain or shine, you don't care?
Yeah, rain or shine, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Rain's better. I don't care if it's running a little bit. Got more time.
I was thinking this.
Like, the rain's quite a good cover. It's like a silencer.
Yeah.
THTC, the UK's leading ethical streetwear label. Organically grown and ethically built garments from hemp, organic cotton and other sustainable materials. 2019 is their 20th anniversary year. Join me with THTC as a Killer Keller podcast sponsor celebrating music, social activism, hemp and street culture. THTC, eco-fashion redefined since 1999.
How old are you at this time when you were going out then?
It's like...
Daytimes, night, whatever's times.
Well, that stopped in 2014.
So has it stopped then?
But yeah, there was one time when I did go and drop my little one off at nursery and go down to the yard quickly and paint a quick model.
No fucking way. Hold on, I'll just put this closer to you. Save me sorting out the edit later. Mixing sound. bro, this business, is this a tranquilizer? Does it act as like a tranquilizer?
Yeah, did you used to show me out.
Because it sounds to me, and I'm no Dr. Luke or Dr. What's it, fucking Trisha or Jeremy Kyle, but I do get the feeling, and I've not experienced this with anybody, but then again, I feel like you're a very honest character. I've never experienced.
Yeah, I'm just see what you get, and whatever.
Like the
I
moment,
don't really lie.
You can
I
see it in your like eyes it. As well. You can see as a person, he's extremely, you know.
Just been blunt with
you
people.
Can see,
haven't
do, you can see the soul, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And it feels like without these things, without these creative mechanisms or dependencies, I think you would really go off the rails, dude.
Yeah, man, definitely. If I didn't have graff or I didn't have weed, I'd be dead or in jail.
Dead or in jail, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I've lived quite a crazy life. Done a lot of crazy shit. He's done a lot of crazy shit with me.
Really? When we talk about certain stuff, is there anything that you're like, in retrospect, actually... Or something you might say now that you think later on, actually, that was probably just, you know, 5-10 years from now, you say to yourself, oh, man, I was really like that. Is there anything that kind of goes through your mind now?
Yeah, man.
Definitely.
Really?
Yeah, I've done a lot of crazy shit when I was young, I wouldn't think of doing right now.
Really? But do you think, like, any of the things that are going on right now, right at this second on the podcast, are you thinking to yourself, oh, you know what, when I'm 50 and I watch back on this shit... I'm going to think, God, boy, where is your head at? Like, but although it's an aid, although it's something that you need right now, is it anything that you're saying to yourself right now, you're thinking, oh, man, like, I wish I'd, like, rounded that off quicker and not... Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you ever think of that?
No, not really. Well, if it happens, happens, isn't it?
Yeah.
No regrets.
No regrets. Hey, I respect it.
Just learn from your mistakes, XP. Yeah.
XP's the only thing.
XP.
Yeah, experience.
XP, come on. Listen, I love it. I'm asking purely out of curiosity. Again, you know, on first meeting, you know, you can see right through the soul, you know. What's the plan moving forward? Like, you say you live each day as it comes.
Yeah.
Is there any forecast? Do you think anything further than, like, the next few hours? Is there anything more you think of?
Well, where we're going to sleep tonight, because we're just on a mad camping mission. Just camp where the fuck we like.
You're currently on your way. This is a pit stop, you know what I mean? Fuck M&S services. He's currently en route to Scotland, to Loch Ness.
Yeah, we're going to go and check out Nessie, aren't it?
Loch Ness is like the main route we're going to.
Loch Ness is the main route you're going to, see? Yeah. See? It's so madness.
Like, a couple more court cases coming up, so I need to fuck about.
Really? Really? Court cases just seem to me like that's an occupational hazard.
Yes, it gets a bit irritating, but it's not. I've only had 2 court cases for graff. The rest has just been just random shit.
What, like weed and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, a lot of weed.
A lot of
like,
weed.
One of them, I got arrested on a kidnapping charge. It was a bit of a weird story, but we didn't kidnap anyone in it. It was it's just this little yeah. It's a long story, basically.
Yeah,
and police come turned up in my house, and my boy Chimp's there. He's literally just sparked a zoo. He's working at fucking a school with what school was it?
Yeah, we can't talk about that.
He was working at something anyway, and they came and arrested us. He literally just sparked up a zoo. Yeah, they come knocked on my door.
Yeah.
Fucking stormed the place, guns and that. Found 10 ounces upstairs. Like, weren't bagged up enough, he was just laid out.
That's the last of their thoughts. They weren't phased about that, right?
Not really. And then, they held us for 36 hours with no phone call. He missed work for 2 days. He nearly got fired.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Like, I go around his house just to have a smoke. And
my boy was living with, he was doing stuff with, he was fucking out of the gym, innit?
Oh, he was just casual. I'm just going around, smoke a joint. And I hear this knock on the door. proper thud, bang, bang, bang. And as soon as you hear the knock alone, I knew it was something really dodgy. And I look at him across the lounge and I was like, mate, that's not right. And he gets up and he's like gassed. And he's like got a joint in his mouth. And picks up a machete, which is a souvenir novelty, but he picks it up for defence, obviously. Walks to the door with this like fucking machete in one hand, a joint in the other, swings the door open, and I just see the jackets. It's two cops just stood there, two policemen.
Slid the machete out and closed the door behind me.
Steps forward towards them, chucks the joint behind him on the floor in front of me, chucks the machete on the floor behind me, steps out and shuts the door. So I know at this moment he's trying to distract him and buy time for me to like clean up and sort out for them to come in. So I like chuck machete under the sofa, I'm grabbing like anything I can see and I'm moving it and hiding it. Next step for me is I know they're not going anywhere, so I pack my rucksack, I grab everything I can, bags of weed and bags of this and bags of that, I'm chucking it all in my rucksack, zip it up, I'm going out the back, go to the kitchen. Everything's locked, the windows are locked, the doors are locked.
It was surrounded the place as well.
The keys are nowhere to, I'm searching the cupboards, I'm going mad because I know the clock's against me. Like, these guys are coming in and they don't know I'm here, and I know he's not going to say I'm here. So I know if I can get out with that rucksack, things are sweet. So I'm searching, I can't find the keys. So I go upstairs and I can find one window open, but the drop's, it's a good like 14 foot drop from there onto concrete, and I just thought I can't risk it. If I bust my ankle, I'm stuck with the bag down there. At that point I gave up, I turned around and I'm fucked. So I walk down the stairs, I sit down on the sofa, chuck the bag down, pick the joint up, light it and just sit on the sofa and smoke the joint and wait for him to come. So I know I can't escape and I know I'm getting done for it with him anyway, so I might as well enjoy this last joint. So I'm smoking, it's sure enough the door swings open and he walks in cuffed and they walk in and they just look at me and I'm like, just do what you gotta do. They start looking around, it takes them about 5 minutes to get enough to properly search the place. And then I hear one of them going up the stairs, I hear, and I'm thinking, shit, this is about to get really serious now. And all I hear is the creak of the hatch. It's like a proper creak noise, and that's the hatch gone. He's up in the attic, and there's a whole, like, half a grow set up there. And that's it. You hear him shout down some things to his mate. His mate gets on the radio. Next minute you know, there's, like, fucking 20 police. There's dogs, there's everything. The whole house is just full. Like, they've cuffed me. They've taken our phones. At this point as well, I was supposed to go home like 20 minutes ago, and we weren't allowed to use our mobiles because of the nature of it. They just arrested us, took us. I think it was about 20 hours went by with nothing, no rights, no phone.
No, nothing.
Like, no one knew where we were.
I spent 36 hours in there on that one.
Yeah, and then finally we got to speak to someone, and that was to be told we were going to have an interview with, was it the CID or something like that?
Yeah.
Later on, and then yeah, about another,
yeah, some crazy
6 hours went by, or 4 hours. It was around 24, a nice solid 24, I think, before my interview. And then I sat down with, they asked me if I wanted a solicitor. If I wanted a solicitor, it was another 3 hours. I was so desperate to get out of there at this point. I'd counted every single square tile in this cell twice. I was just clearing my head in, I had nothing to do.
I spent the whole time punching and kicking the door.
Yeah, the whole night as well. This was the mad thing in there. I'm sat there the whole night and all I could hear echoing throughout the entire cell block was him.
I was just fly kicking the door.
The door and screaming.
They gave me an extra t-shirt, so I wrapped my I've ripped it in half, wrapped my hands up. Yeah, and they gave me really plimsolls intense. As well, so I could fucking go ham on the door. Really, then they ended up putting me in the yard for the rest of the time I was there.
For those of you just joining us, that sounds like something out of like a movie. Like, how much of this do you think you can take before it's like, yo, I'm tapping it out, man.
Well,
this shit's fucking too full on.
The end of it, I only got charged £15 for having 10 ounces of weed in court.
Yeah, but you've been battering your hands trying to kick in a door that's probably opens and shuts the other way, and your boy's there like, what the fuck, and it's all...
I just go in a bit of a mad when I go into a police station. I have to tell him straight when I see him, I have no respect for you, mate. You're just a bully with a badge, and that's just how it's going to be. I'm just honest with him straight.
Do you think, like, the levels in which you guys smoke, I mean, there's a lot of paranoia that comes into play. Do you think some of this is...
Spider senses. Harness it. Use it.
Really?
Yeah.
If you're sitting there with a machete, though, if you're sitting in with a machete, I'm thinking like...
Oh, that's because like a couple of weeks before, some fucking idiot climbed through my window with a meat cleaver and sliced my mate up.
What?
Yeah.
Where did this come from?
Yeah, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, that's a whole other story.
Just quickly on what you were saying there, you are right.
Come a little bit closer. You don't have to be in the camera, but come a little closer so people can hear you. Go on.
Yeah, just quickly off what you were saying there, you are right about the smoking and the paranoia. When you do anything like this, even with doing nothing, you can experience it. But what you've got to realise is paranoia is pretty much just overthinking something, but then on top of the overthinking about it, worrying about it. So if you can use it to your advantage, which we do,
spider senses.
Take the overthinking, but then you fuck off the worry, and therefore, instead of the paranoia, you end up with just being very aware of a lot of things. And although we've had a lot of these incidents he talks about, we've had a lot of very close calls where we've
just fucking loads through
by the skin of our teeth. And we've got a few mad ones. The train one, if you go back to the trains at some point, where that experience, you know, we had to get out the train, but we were trapped on it. The biggest adrenaline rush I've ever had in my life. And we can tell that one in a bit, but that was crazy. But yeah, paranoia, overthinking, fuck the worry off, and you've got strength instead of a weakness.
Oh, I like that. No, I like that. That actually can be applicable to any medium on any thing you're doing in life.
It's all in your head.
It's all in your head. Sometimes we can overthink shit, can't we?
Mm.
And to what gain? What gain? Because ultimately, your decision not to be paranoid will positively affect the next steps, everything you do. Oh, I really feel that. But what's that film with Johnny Depp in, the one with the glasses and you know the film I'm talking about, right?
That's what you were talking about.
Fear and Loathing. It's just you two. Fucking Fear and Loathing all day.
We're driving down the road last night, eating some edibles and that, and he was like, yeah, this is just like Fear and Loathing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fucking Fear and Loathing, bro. I can see conversation development taking a turn of the high kind. And does this side and that side coexist? Like, do you feel like... Like when I get drunk to depletion, right? And I feel like I completed it. And then all of a sudden the world works around me. And okay, apart from asleep, which I'm desperately trying not to do, because when you're drunk and you just keep on going till crash, right? Sometimes you're lucky enough to wake up. If you're in the mood to get drunk, you wake up and you're still kind of a little bit hungover, so you go for a hair or a dog or something like that. Your world really is different. Your world is different in those examples, and it's such a fun, carefree, no fucking messing, no expense spared. Is this your lives? Is this your lives?
Yeah,
this is life. This is life. And graph falls hand in hand with that. There's,
yeah, man, that's my life.
So this is chill, and the graph is the adrenaline.
Yeah.
So this yin
and yang. I like chilling and veining.
Do you like chilling with me?
Yeah, I've been doing that a lot more since I got arrested for the news, though.
Really?
Like I put a lot more effort into walls. Before I'd paint a wall in about half hour, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And now I'll take my time.
Yeah. And enjoy it just as much. Yeah. Nurkse is a great example of someone that, you know.
Oh, but he takes the piss.
Yeah. he's got walls on lock, though.
The amount of times I've left him.
Really? Yeah.
I'm not waiting, mate. Really? Bit.
Yeah, he does take his time, right? Like, that impression. 45 minutes for a wall.
Yeah, easy done.
Full colour?
Yeah. Used to do trains full colour in about 5-10 minutes.
Really? Really? Wow. It's back in the day. See? Some legacy shit right here, baby. We're going deep on this one.
It's all about how you paint.
Yeah. It's all about how you paint, right?
Outline, fill. Outline, fill.
That's
outline,
the nature
fill,
of it.
Outline, fill. Hmm? And then when you do your background.
Yeah.
Then when you outline your piece, do your blocks on each letter before you outline the next one. And then you don't have to go back over it.
Oh!
So you're working like a printer.
That can apply on walls and everything, right? Oh, see, that's a good tip for you writers out there, just getting into the game. Anything more you'd like to add, sir, to your podcast? Because, oh my God, we've covered some fucking areas. Is there anything else you would like to add?
I don't know.
Any shout-outs? Any shout-outs you'd like to give?
Shout-outs to the KFO lot. Shout-outs to all the London lot. Murder Rees, TDO crew, SMC lot.
Hold tight, Rees, all day. That's my G.
Hold tight, Ditto.
Oh, hold tight, Ditto, yeah.
Yeah, Ditto's cool. Koza, Take.
All day.
And then we got all my net boy, Nessic, Woozy, Nader. The story about how GM came around was with Nader. He's up in Bristol now.
For real?
Yeah, yeah.
Hold up my Bristol Massive all day. Love Bristol too.
I said Nessic, Woozy, Robe, Czar, Veza, DBK, all the 2FG lot. Foz crew, all the NKA, ASM. I can't think of any more right now, to be honest.
You need to get these motherfuckers published.
It's too many.
You need to get these motherfuckers
published. Yeah, I've got my hard drive on that with me. Hopefully when I'm up in Scotland seeing some of the BNK lot.
This is like...
Whole type BNK as well.
Listen, Nuzo713 on Instagram. He's got maps, he's got the whole works, just like all the fucking level pedigree artists and acts that come through. He's fully operational.
Like doing some neon bits.
Or creativity.
As well. It's a lot of fun.
Yes, again?
The neon bits.
Oh, yeah, for real. Fun. Yeah, look. All day, bro. All day. I've got nothing but love for you.
Safe as fuck, bro.
You know what I mean? I love it. Nuzo713 inside the place. Thank you very much, brother. The Killer Keller podcast strikes again with a vengeance. Lean, mean, and on the street scene, all right? Yeah, that's it. Sharing is caring, all right? So do share. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Don't sleep on this one. Super important. Hey, yo, we're out. We got the next one. It's a podcast trap house, all right? Stay lucky, people. Big love.
Inside.